Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A man has been charged as a part of a two-year investigation into a hydroponic house set up in the Hunter Valley. In March 2018, police attended a home on Honeysuckle Drive at Aberglasslyn where they found a large amount of cannabis. 2 days later, Strike Force detectives executed a search warrant at the property, which they'll allege in court had been converted into a hydroponic house. Officers seized a number of items, including 321 cannabis plants and over 22 kilos of loose cannabis leaf. As a part of ongoing inquiries, police attended a home on Dimmock Street at Hunterview near Singleton yesterday, where they allegedly located and dismantled another elaborate hydroponic setup. A 28-year-old man was arrested and charged and remains before the courts. Retired champion mare Winx has sadly lost her foal. Winx, a four-time Cox Plate winner, was sent to the Upper Hunter's Yarraman Park stud at Scone for the last breeding season, where she was paired with I Am Invincible. In a statement today, Winx's owners confirmed Winx had lost the foal. They said, "We wish to thank everyone for their support and understanding, and please respect the connections during this sad time. We will update you as soon as appropriate." Winx was in foal for the first time to sire I Am Invincible. Public health physician Dr. David Durheim says we all need to keep getting tested for COVID-19 if we think we have symptoms. Testing rates have dropped in the Hunter New England Health District. In the second last week of August, Muswellbrook had 306 people tested, and at the end of last week there were only 64. In Singleton, for the same time period, it's dropped from 623 tests to 152, and in the Upper Hunter Shire it's dropped from 260 to 62. Dr. Durheim says there were a lot of people travelling during the school holidays, so now really is the time to get tested.
We know that with the holidays and the huge number of Sydneysiders that flooded north, that the possibility of one of them or more bringing virus with them is very real. And so now is really the important, the next 2 weeks, very, very important in particular, if anybody develops any symptoms, to immediately isolate and get tested.
And police are still not looking for a boy missing in the Hunter region. 12-year-old Connor Fitzsimmons was last seen leaving home and riding his scooter at Kookaburra Street at Woodbury just after 11 o'clock yesterday morning. He's described as Caucasian, 140 centimetres tall, with a thin build and dark brown faded hair. He was last seen wearing a camouflage cap, a grey hooded jumper, black jeans and black Nike runners. He's known to frequent the Walls End and Newcastle areas. Anyone with information is being urged to contact police. And that's your latest local news.